This is New England Public Radio News. South Carolina recently became the first state to pass a law designed to counter anti-Semitism on college campuses. This follows a violent white supremacist rally last summer on and around the University of Virginia campus in Charlottesville. Commentator Josh Lambert says it would be easy to assume American Jews would welcome the South Carolina law, but most who he knows aren't happy about it.
I know it might seem confusing. Why wouldn't Jews support a law that combats anti-Semitism? Wouldn't that be like gay people opposing a law against homophobia, or people of color rejecting a law against racism? One way to understand this is to look at the career of Philip Roth, the celebrated author of novels like Portnoy's Complaint and The Plot Against America, who passed away in late May at the age of 85. When Roth was starting out, before he'd published any books, before he was famous, his story, Defender of the Faith, appeared in The New Yorker. It concerns an American Jewish soldier during World War II who exploits his commanding officer's Jewish sympathies to get special privileges. This portrayal of an unattractive Jewish character really got under some readers' skins. Some wrote to the magazine praising the story as brave, but others hated it. One angry correspondent even called it an ugly piece of anti-Semitic literature. Roth disagreed. For him, the story wasn't anti-Semitic, but rather a call for, quote, responsible Semitism, for a community united by love and mercy and kindness, and not manipulation and deceit. And Roth rejected the idea that anyone should get to tell him what he is or isn't allowed to say about Jews. One of his critics was a respected Orthodox rabbi who felt it was his duty as a community leader to instruct the young author on the proper place and time to criticize his people. Roth shot back, dismissing the rabbi's presumption, "You are not my leader, and I can only thank God for it." This new South Carolina law doesn't really offer more protection to someone who's been the victim of a hate crime. What it does, and what laws like it being proposed in other states try to do, is impose on universities some politician's definition of anti-Semitism. Roth's experience shows that it's easy to disagree about what counts as anti-Semitism. And like Roth, who turned out to be the greatest chronicler of American Jewish life, many Jews, even if they want protection from racism and discrimination, don't want anyone, and certainly not any rabbis or politicians, telling them what they can or can't say about themselves.
Josh Lambert is the academic director of the Yiddish Book Center, and he teaches English at UMass Amherst. Lambert's latest book is Unclean Lips: Obscenity, Jews, and American Culture. This is New England Public Radio.